Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 28th of June 2024. Essence: sweet children, become introverted, that is, remain silent. Do not say anything with your mouths. Carry out every task peacefully. Never spread peacelessness. Question: what is a very great enemy of you children that has made you poverty-stricken? Answer: anger. It is said that when there is anger, even urns of water dry up. The urn of Barrett that was once filled with diamonds and jewels has now become empty because of that evil spirit. It is that evil spirit that has made you poverty-stricken. An angry person becomes heated, and he also makes others heated. Therefore, now become introverted and remove that evil spirit. Om Shanti. The Father says to you, children, sweet children, become introverted. To become introverted means not to say anything. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father sits here and gives these teachings to you children. There is no need to say anything more about this. You are simply given an explanation of how to live at home with your families. This is Man Man Above. Remember me. This is the first and the main point. You children should not get angry at home. Anger is such that it even dries up an urn of water. An angry person spreads peacelessness. Therefore, while living at home with your families, you must remain peaceful. Eat your meal and go to your office or your business, etc. There too, it is good to remain in silence. Everyone says they want peace. It has been explained to you children that only the One Father is the ocean of peace. The Father gives you the direction, remember me. There is no need to say anything, just remain introverted. You also have to do your work at the office, but you do not have to talk a lot. You have to become totally sweet. Do not cause sorrow for anyone. To fight, etc., is to become angry. Your greatest enemy is lust, and the second number is anger. It makes you cause sorrow for one another. So many fights take place through anger. You children understand that there is no fighting in the Golden Age. Anger is a sign of someone being like Ravan. Those with anger are called ones who belong to the devilish community. An evil spirit enters them. There is no need to say anything to them because those human beings don't have this knowledge. They will continue to be angry. If you become angry with an angry person, a fight would take place. The Father explains, that is a very forceful evil spirit. You have to chase it away tactfully. Do not allow bitter words to emerge from your lips. They cause a great deal of harm. Destruction too takes place due to anger. When there is anger in a home, there is a great deal of peacelessness. If you get angry, you defame the Father's name. You have to chase away those evil spirits. Once you chase them away, they will not exist for half a cycle. Those five vices are now in full force. It is at this time when the vices are in full force that the Father comes. These eyes are very criminal. The mouth is also criminal. People speak loudly and get heated, and they also heat their home. Lust and anger are your two greatest enemies. Those with anger cannot stay in remembrance. Those who stay in remembrance would always stay peaceful. Ask your own heart, do I have an evil spirit in me? There is also the evil spirit of attachment, and there is the evil spirit of greed too. The evil spirit of greed is no less. All of them are evil spirits because they belong to Ravan's army. The Father teaches you, children, the pilgrimage of remembrance. However, many become very confused about this. They do not understand because they have done a great deal of devotion. The path of devotion is body consciousness. For half a cycle there has been body consciousness. Because of being extroverted, you were not able to consider yourselves to be souls. The Father emphasizes this a great deal. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. However, they don't know how to do this. They accept all the other things, and yet they still ask, how can we have remembrance? We cannot see anything. It is explained to them, do you consider yourselves to be souls? You also know that that one is your unlimited Father. You do not have to say, Shiva, Shiva, with your lips. You know internally that you are a soul. Human beings ask for peace. Only the Supreme Soul is the ocean of peace. He would surely be the one who gives the inheritance. The Father now explains, remember me and you will become peaceful, and your sins of innumerable births will be absolved. There is nothing else. There isn't a huge oval image. Souls are tiny, and the Father is also tiny. Everyone remembers him and says, O Bhagwan, O God. Who says this? Souls say this. Souls remember their Father. Therefore the Father says to the children, Man, man above. Sweetest children, remain introverted. Everything you see is going to be destroyed and souls will reside in peace. Souls have to return to the land of peace. Souls cannot return to the land of peace until they become pure. Even sages and holy men ask how they can attain peace. The Father shows you an easy way, but there are many of you children who are not able to remain peaceful. Baba knows that some of you who live at home do not remain peaceful at all. They go to a center for a short while. Nevertheless, they do not remain peaceful internally, and they do not remember the Father. Throughout the day, they continue to create chaos at home. Therefore, they are not able to be peaceful even when they go to a center. When someone has love for someone's body, his mind can never experience peace. You just keep remembering that one, that's all. The Father explains, human beings have five evil spirits in them. It is said, an evil spirit has entered this one. It is those evil spirits that have made you poverty-stricken. At the most, there would only be one evil spirit, ghost, that could enter someone at any time. The Father says, those five evil spirits are inside everyone. People call out to God in order to have those evil spirits removed. They say, Baba, come and give us peace. Show us the way to chase away those evil spirits. Those evil spirits are present in everyone. This is the kingdom of Ravan. The biggest evil spirits are lust and anger. The Father comes and chases away those evil spirits. Therefore, he should be given a return for that. Those people chase away evil spirits and ghosts, but they do not receive anything. You children know that the Father comes in order to chase away the evil spirits from the whole world. Those evil spirits are now present in everyone in the world. There are no evil spirits in the deities. They do not have evil spirits of body consciousness, no lust, anger, greed, or attachment, none at all. The evil spirit of greed, too, is no less. I want to eat eggs. I want to eat this or that. Many have this evil spirit. You understand in your heart whether you have an evil spirit of lust or an evil spirit of anger within you. Therefore, the Father has to beat his head so much to remove those evil spirits. By coming into body consciousness, you have a desire to embrace someone. Then the whole of your income is destroyed. The same thing happens to those who have anger. A father becomes angry and hits his son, or the son hits his father, or the wife kills her husband. Just go and see what kinds of cases they have in prisons. Just see what the condition of Bharat has become since those evil spirits entered. The huge urn of Bharat that was completely full of gold and diamonds has now become empty. Because of someone's anger, it is said that even an urn of water dries up. Bharat has also reached the same condition. No one knows this either. Only the Father comes and removes the evil spirits. No human being can remove them. Those five evil spirits are very powerful. They have existed for half a cycle. Don't even ask. Although some remain pure, their births are still through vice. It is still a vice. The five evil spirits have made Bharat completely poverty-stricken. Just look how the drama is made. The Father sits and explains this. Bharat has become so poverty-stricken that it has to take loans from abroad. The Father explains the things of Bharat. You children receive so much wealth through this study. This is an imperishable education that the imperishable Father teaches. The path of devotion has so much paraphernalia. Baba used to study the Gita from a very young age, and he also used to worship Narayan, but he did not understand anything at all. He did not even understand that he is a soul, and that that one is our Father. This is why you ask how you can have remembrance. Oh, but you have been remembering him on the path of devotion and saying, O God, come and liberate us. become our guide. The guide is needed for you to attain liberation and liberation in life. The Father inspires you to have distaste for this old world. At this time, every soul has become ugly, and so how can anyone receive a beautiful body? No matter how fair the skin may be, the soul is still ugly. Those who have fair skin and beautiful bodies have so much intoxication about themselves. Human beings don't even know how souls become beautiful. This is why they are called atheists. Those who don't know their Father, the Creator, or His creation are called atheists. Those who know Him are called theists. The Father sits here and explains everything to you children very clearly. Each one of you should ask your heart, to what extent is there cleanliness within me? To what extent do I consider myself to be a soul? And how much do I remember the Father? It is with the power of remembrance that you have to gain victory over Ravan. There is no question in this of being physically powerful. At this time, it is America that is the most powerful, because it has a lot of wealth, property, and armaments, etc. That is physical power for killing people. It is in their intellects that they want to have victory. Yours is spiritual power, through which you gain victory over Ravan, and through which you become the masters of the world. No one can conquer you or snatch your kingdom away for half a cycle. No one else receives this inheritance from the Father. Just think for a moment what you are becoming. You have to remember the Father with a great deal of love and also spin the discus of self-realization. People think that Vishnu used the discus of self-realization to cut off the heads of others. However, there is no question of violence in this. Therefore, the Father tells you, sweetest children, sweet children, look what you were before and look at your condition now. No matter how much devotion you did, you were not able to remove the evil spirits. Now become introverted and see whether there are any evil spirits within you. If you attach your heart to anyone or embrace someone, you should then understand that everything you had earned is lost. Baba does not even like to look at such faces. It is as though they become untouchables. They are not clean. Their consciences bite them, and they feel that they have definitely become untouchable. The Father says, forget everything, including your bodies, and consider yourselves to be souls. It is only by maintaining this stage that you will become a deity. Therefore, there should be no evil spirit in you. Baba continues to tell you to check yourselves. Many have anger in them. They can't stay without insulting someone. Then a fight takes place. Anger is very bad. Chase away those evil spirits and become absolutely clear. You should not even remember your own bodies. Only then will you claim a high status. This is why only 8 jewels have been remembered. You receive the jewels of knowledge in order to become a jewel. People say that there were 330 million deities. However, only 8 jewels pass with honours. They are the ones who receive a prize. It is like receiving a scholarship. You understand that the destination is very high. Some fall while moving along when an evil spirit enters them. There is no vice there. The drama of the whole cycle should spin in the intellects of you children. You know how many years, how many months, hours and minutes and seconds there are in 5,000 years. If any of you want to, you can calculate that. You can then write on the picture of the tree that there are so many years, months, days, hours and seconds in each cycle. People will say that what you tell them is absolutely accurate. If Baba tells you about the account of 84 births, why would he not tell you about the duration of the cycle? The main aspect that you children have been told is, no matter what, you have to chase away those evil spirits. Those evil spirits have destroyed all truth. Those evil spirits are definitely present in every human being. They are born through impurity. There is no impurity. There is no Ravan. No one understands what Ravan is either. You gain victory over Ravan, so that Ravan will no longer exist. Now make effort. The Father has come, and so you surely have to receive the inheritance from him. You cannot calculate how many times you have become deities or how many times you have become devils. You have become those countless times. Acha, children, remain in silence and you will never become angry. You should put into practice the teachings that the Father gives you. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Ask yourself, is there any evil spirit in me? Do my eyes become criminal? Do I have the sanskars of speaking too loudly and spreading peacelessness? Does the vice of attachment or greed harass me? 2. Don't attach your heart to any bodily being. Forget everything, including your own body, and fill yourself with spiritual power by remaining on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Once you chase away those evil spirits, you become free from them for half a cycle. Blessing. May you have a right to the first division and achieve success by using the right method and understanding the godly laws. Take one step of courage and you will receive multi-million steps of help. This method is fixed in the drama as a law. If this method were not fixed as a law, everyone would become the first king of the world. The law of being number-wise is because of this method. Each one of you can receive help according to how much courage you have. Whether you are surrendered or part of a family, you have equal rights and you achieve success by using the right method. understand this godly law and finish any games of carelessness. You will then receive a right to the first division. Slogan: become an incarnation of economy in regard to your treasure of thoughts. Om Shanti.